From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The Obama administration says its policies are helping to create jobs in the U.S. economy. That's according to a report out today that also acknowledges complete economic recovery remains far off. Republicans were quick to criticize the report, as NPR's Paul Brown reports.
The president's economic report to Congress says there are likely to be 95,000 more jobs in the U.S. each month this year on average. But it also says a full economic recovery is unlikely until and unless the financial system is repaired. The report from the president's Council of Economic Advisers praises the $787 billion economic stimulus package, which it says has saved or created more than 2 million jobs. It also blames the Bush administration and bankers for creating conditions that led to the recession. Republicans call the report propaganda. House Whip Eric Cantor of Virginia says the administration's policies have failed and it should focus more on helping small businesses. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
New claims for jobless benefits in the U.S. are down. The Labor Department says they dropped by 43,000 last week. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for more than a week is also down. That number dropped by nearly 80,000 to 4.5 million. Analysts say the report is likely to raise hopes that the nation's job market is becoming more stable. There's mixed news on foreclosures in the U.S. January's totals were higher than the same month a year ago, but compared to December, they're down 10%. Danielle Carson explains.
A 10% drop in foreclosure filings looks good on paper, but RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says the housing sector is by no means out of the woods. Foreclosures are still up by 15% from last January.
Keep in mind we're dealing with 11 consecutive months where over 300,000 U.S. households have received a foreclosure notice, and if we just stay at January numbers, we'll wind up being well over 20% above last year's record pace. So I don't think that the end of the crisis is anywhere near.
There are billions of dollars of adjustable rate loans that are due to reset this year on homes that are underwater. They owe more than the property is worth, and Sharga expects that will drive up foreclosure filings even more. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Citigroup is testing a program to help people keep their homes. Those on the brink of foreclosure can stay in their homes for 6 months if they give up the deed to their property. The pilot program is being launched today in several states, including Texas, Florida, and Michigan. Mexico's president says he's keeping army troops in Ciudad Juarez to continue fighting violent drug gangs and their supply routes. Felipe Calderon says withdrawing the 5,500 soldiers there now would make things worse for local police. On Wall Street, stocks are lower this morning. At last check, the Dow down 32. This is NPR News. Police have been clashing with protesters in several areas of Iran's capital today. That's where large crowds are marking the founding of the Islamic Republic 31 years ago. A heavy security force is fanning out across Tehran in an effort to stop any large-scale demonstrations. Riot police and members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard are visible, some riding motorcycles. Speaking in Tehran earlier today, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said Iran has been able to produce its first batch of uranium enriched to a higher level. NPR's Mike Schuster says Iran claims the work's being done for nuclear power, not for building weapons.
This is not weapons-grade uranium. 20% enriched uranium has to be enriched further to 90% for it to become the core of a nuclear explosion device. However, it would show that Iran's nuclear program is making progress. And what the Iranians claim is that this 20% enriched uranium is supposed to be used in a research reactor in Tehran to make medical isotopes for medical care. But it's not clear that once that enriched uranium is manufactured, that Iran has the infrastructure to go ahead and turn that into a form of nuclear fuel that could actually be used in that reactor. So there are still many, many questions about what the Iranians have accomplished.
NPR's Mike Schuster. Efforts are continuing to convince North Korea to return to nuclear disarmament talks. Negotiators are meeting for the third consecutive day in Beijing, hoping to jumpstart six-party talks. Those include the U.S., North and South Korea, and China. A South Korean news agency reports that the talks thus far have been focusing on a call for the lifting of U.N. sanctions. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.